AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. No one's been allowed in or out of a wildlife refuge in Oregon that's been occupied since the first of the year by armed men who are not happy with federal land policies. Last night at a traffic stop outside the refuge, eight members of the group, including their leader, were arrested. A rancher who had been their spokesman was killed. Sheriff David Ward says it didn't have to be that way.
We have issues with the way things are going in our government. We have a responsibility as citizens to act on those in an appropriate manner. We don't arm up.
And a militia member who knows the men staging the standoff is hoping they will now end the protest.
I asked them to please go home. You know, let's finish this fight somewhere else. You know, you've got the message out, you got the word out. You know, let's do it from the outside.
The rancher who was killed in the traffic stop last night was Lavoy Finicum from Arizona. Donald Trump is sticking to his guns about skipping tomorrow night's debate in Iowa. One analyst says that may help his campaign.
Trump is the front runner and the clear target of the other GOP candidates who want to go after him.
By not being there, he leaves an empty seat. They can yell at the air, but they can't yell at him, which means it's less damaging.
Here at Iowa State University, Assistant Professor David Anderson says they will instead have to attack each other. He calls it a brilliant tactical move by Trump, whom Anderson says at this point is not looking to gain ground, but rather to consolidate it. Sagar Meghani, Ames, Iowa.
Democrats are also looking forward to the caucuses on Monday. Bernie Sanders says the results will come down to turnout.
I'm not saying we could do what Barack Obama did in 2008. I wish we could, but I don't think we can. But if there is a large turnout, I think we win. If not, I think we're going to be struggling.
Sanders met today with President Obama at the White House. After the Fed announced today that it continued to view the economy cautiously, the markets tumbled. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today closed down 222 points. This is AP Radio News. If you used a credit card at a Wendy's recently, you better check your statements.
The fast food chain Wendy's says it is looking into what it describes as unusual activity on payment cards used at some of its restaurants. A spokesman for the Ohio-based company says Wendy's received reports of the possible fraud from contacts in the payment industry. The reports suggest cards were used first legitimately and then fraudulently. It's not clear how widespread any fraud may be. Wendy's has about 6,500 restaurants in 28 countries. Reports of a possible fraud were first made public on the website Krebs on Security. Warren Levinson, New York.
Facebook is growing pretty quickly. Its fourth quarter report shows revenues topping $5 billion for the first time. And a federal appeals court in Virginia has heard oral arguments in a case that challenged North Carolina Commission's practice of starting meetings with prayers that almost always refer to Christianity. This is the first case of its kind to be heard since the Supreme Court upheld a similar one in 2014. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.